Saturday after Ash Wednesday. The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 58. Thus says the Lord, if you remove from your midst oppression, false accusations and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. Then the Lord will guide you always and give you plenty even on the parched land. He will renew your strength, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. The ancient ruins shall be rebuilt for your sake, and the foundations from ages past you shall raise up. Repairer of the breach, they shall call you, restorer of ruined homesteads. If you hold back your foot on the Sabbath from following your own pursuits on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, if you honor it by not following your ways, seeking your own interests, or speaking with malice, then you shall delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will nourish you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord. The gospel is from Luke, chapter 5, verses 27 and following. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the custom post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, Jesus is not approaching sinners because he sees no problem with what they're doing. In fact, he's going to die on the cross for all of us sinners. To approach people who hurt you, who hurt others, it's difficult. And that's exactly what Jesus did. I think that the conversion of Levi is a miracle, just like raising the dead. In fact, Levi was dead. He was a sympathizer with the Romans who were oppressing his own people. He was a traitor. And he thought nothing of stealing from hardworking people. Will you like to have a meal with somebody like that? But Jesus is not looking for others to make him feel good. Jesus is communicating the love of his Father. His mission is to save us all. And so this gospel today reminds us, we don't go through life just surrounding ourselves with people who are nice to us. We have the mission to give our lives so that many may be converted and come to the Lord. And that's what Levi did. And immediately he brought to Jesus so many others who also needed to hear the word of God. The Pharisees did not expect people to be able to change like this. They did not know the power of God. They did not know love. The question is, do we? Also today, I want to share with you, is today we celebrate three martyrs, three British martyrs, a Catholic priest and two laymen. Father Christopher Bales was hanged, drawn, and quartered during the reign of Elizabeth I in England. His great crime is that he was a priest. He was ordained 3 years before. He was only 26 years old. The two laymen were also killed, martyred, because they helped Father Bales. How did they help him? Well, Nicholas Horner, he lodged the priest, hid the priest in his house, and Alexander committed the great crime of giving Father a coat, and that was enough to have him also hung. After the trial, when he was already condemned, Father Bales asked a question about his sentencing. He said, "This only do I want to know, whether St. Augustine, sent here by St. Gregory, was a traitor or not." They answered that he was not. He answered them, "Why then do you condemn me to death as a traitor? I am sent here by the same see, and for the same purpose as he was. Nothing is charged against me that would not be charged against the saint." The judge answered for the court that times had changed. And so people change with times to accommodate themselves. That's what tax collectors did. That's what this judge did. This is the danger that we run. We move with the times. We want to be normal, even when we end up betraying the Lord. God bless you.